This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. The Midwest isn't the only place facing flooding today. In China, floods have killed dozens of people and forced more than a million to move to safer ground. That's in addition to all the people who had to evacuate because of flooding caused by last month's earthquake. One of the cities threatened by so-called quake lakes is Mianyang.
We've been checking in with English teacher Rebecca Stormer from time to time this past month. She lives in Mianyang. And Rebecca Stormer, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Now, I understand you have actually left town because of the flooding.
Yes.
Where are you?
We're in Yunnan right now. We've gone south.
How far is that from Mianyang?
It is 20 hours by train.
And that's because the town was threatened by flooding?
We actually left because the whole town was closed down. There was nothing open. There's nothing to do but sit in our apartment. Our school is fine because it's up on a hill. It's very high. And, in fact, most of the town has moved up to the area around our school, and there were thousands of tents around our school where the people had left their homes and moved up there. And the government is building the temporary housing all around our school for the refugees.
Now, I understand that Mianyang was one of the cities threatened by these quake lakes.
By the largest quake lake. And the army worked day and night, and they built a trench going up to the lake, and then they made the trench deeper, and then they blew some barriers up, and finally, the water started flowing. And yes, that was one reason that our city has been closed down for a month. Now, everything has been declared safe, and people are allowed to go back into their homes if they're not damaged. So the tents are coming down from around our school, and the people are moving back into their homes. But still, we have a lot of refugees coming, and the government is building all of these temporary houses all around our school.
And, you know, we've been using the word town, but this is actually a city of a million people.
Yes, that's a small town in China.
Right. I wonder, as you think back over the events of the past month or so since the quake hit May 12th, what's one image that really sticks out in your mind?
It would have to be the whole building shaking and falling apart while we're running out of the building. And then as we're running out of the building, the ground is shaking, and we had to run up a hill outside of the building, and we could hardly get up the building. That image sticks out. And then the next one is all of these refugee children that came to our school from Beichuan, and all of the 16 or so children that we got to know very well, just their faces.
And you'll be back in September to teach again?
Yes, yes.
Are you changed by what's happened in the last month? And will you teach differently when you come back in September?
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, when these terrible things happen, we think that it will change us forever. And I think that we realize that your life can be taken away at any time, in an instant. And now I'm thinking that the relationships with people are more important than anything else. And I think when I go back and teach, I will be, I hope, more compassionate with the students.
Rebecca, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
That's Rebecca Stormer. She teaches English at a college in Mianyang, China.